Middlebury College suspends 22 students for violating coronavirus rules. By Tom Sakata on September 23, 2020. Nearly two dozen students at Middlebury College in Vermont were removed from campus this week over violations of coronavirus mitigation policies, despite zero cases of the Chinese virus reported at the college. Students at colleges and universities around the nation have been suspended over the past several weeks violating similar policies. According to a local news report, 22 students at Middlebury College were asked to leave campus this week over their failure to comply with policies adopted to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. The college's coronavirus dashboard indicated that the college had zero active cases of the virus at the time of this writing. In a statement, Middlebury College Dean of Students Derek Doucet said that the students were suspended and banned from attending in-person classes. "We take these matters most seriously and immediately investigated to determine the facts. We have concluded that 22 students violated college policies related to COVID-19, the statement reads. "We took swift action according to our sanctioning guidelines shared earlier with the community. These sanctions included revoking on-campus housing privileges and disallowing the students from visiting, studying, or taking courses on campus." These students are not the first to face a suspension over their failure to comply with campus mitigation efforts. The University of Pittsburgh banned 8 students from campus at the end of August over failures to uphold coronavirus guidelines. Students facing sanctions as a result of these suspensions are typically permitted to continue attending their classes remotely. Breitbart News reported in March 2017 on an infamous protest at Middlebury College during which a Middlebury professor sustained a neck injury. Student protesters claimed that guest speaker Charles Murray promoted outdated racial ideas in his book, The Bell Curve. Protesters jumped onto Murray's vehicle and briefly prevented him from leaving campus during the protests. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.